Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly bunts towards the mound. Rowe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Sullivan moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Vosmek moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 1 out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is called out on strikes. 1 out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to row covering. Safe. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Rogel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hughes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sullivan moves to third. 1 out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Hale reaches second base with a double. Allen scores. Hughes goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Joe Sullivan now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Salty Parker now playing shortstop. Billy Rogel now playing third base. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Weatherly scores. Sullivan goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen bunts towards third. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmick scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hughes bunts towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Myatt strikes out. One out. Joe Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Averill bunts towards third. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Knickerbocker bunts towards third. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmick moves to second. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allen bunts in front of the plate. Myatt fields it and throws to third for the out. Knickerbocker moves to second. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Salty Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker strikes out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. JoJo White pinch hits for Joe Sullivan. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myatt moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Phillips now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 4 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Trosky moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Phillips covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Geringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.